Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As said man began to speak, I saw the reason why God did what he did. I had prepared something else I was going to talk about, but shortly before I came to church, God led my heart to do a switch, and I was wondering why, but I just obeyed. But shortly as he was just talking, I understood why. Praise God. Amen. Our God is faithful. First, I always want to say thank you. Thank you, Setman. Thanks to the pastorate for giving us opportunity to grow, to learn and to grow. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. As we eat your word tonight, Lord, our hearts are open, our ears are open, our hearts are set. And Lord, we thank you because you take this lips of clay and you speak to us. And our lives will never remain the same again. We run with fire, we run with your word. And our lives become better and better for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you just stay on the keyboard? Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to share with us, break forth into singing. Break forth into singing. Hallelujah. Thank God we are preparing for halftime renewal. Most times people have prayed, people have sought, people have fasted, done all they know to do, and then they are wondering, what else should I do? What's happening? Why this? Why that? Hallelujah. But I just want to remind us that it's time to break forth into singing. Amen. It's time to break forth into singing. When you sing, you don't get weary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It just keeps you in an atmosphere of hopefulness. You're just hopeful. Hallelujah. You just stay fresh. Like the Bible would describe it as worm planted by the rivers of water. You never get weary, never get dry, never get old. You just stay fresh. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's open to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 49. I think while we were praying, Toby read one of the scriptures I penned down. Isaiah chapter 49. Okay, sorry, let's see Isaiah 54 before we go to, just put your fingers on 49. We'll come back to 49, but let's see. My text actually is taken from Isaiah 54, 1 to 17. So let me just do a few verses that will go to 49. It says, sing, O barren, you who have not born. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. I'll stop here for a while. Let's go to Isaiah 49. For a couple of days ago, Mother was sharing something with me. I came to the sitting room and she was just sitting on the floor and praying, and she just grabbed me and said, let me show you something. And from this very chapter we read now, she was reading it in the message and it was something else. It was something that I was just so blessed. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49:13. Let's see from verse 13. It says, sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. He said, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. You know, that's what people think. Even in the midst of where announcement is being made about halftime renewal, a lot is being said in church. People come to church and then there's Bible study, and a lot is going on. Someone is just there in the service and saying, hi, God has forgotten me, Sha. God has forgotten me, Sha. Ah, Lord, when will you remember me? Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. 15, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your wars are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Hallelujah. Amen. Another scripture again that I want us to look at. Don't forget, he said, be joyful. Sing. He said, break into singing. Break out into singing. Hallelujah. Psalm 100. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalm 100 and verse 2. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. Hallelujah. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, that's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. That's what my song will be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what I have to say. That's what I have to say. Hey, that's what I have to say. Hallelujah. What do you say when things around you look so ugly? When things around you doesn't look as palatable as you envisage or as you thought or as you expect? When things seem so challenging, like you're seeing the adverse of what you're expecting, what do you say? What comes out of your mouth? Hallelujah. The Bible says, break into singing, break into singing, break into singing. Shout for joy. Let there be rejoicing. Hallelujah. Let there be rejoicing. Let there be rejoicing. Let there be rejoicing. That's the only thing that keeps you fresh and keeps you going, keeps you moving forward without giving up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, come before his presence with singing. When you wake up in the morning, what's the song on your lips? What's it in your mouth? It's wrong for us as children of light, as children of God, to wake up and in the morning you wake up and say, ah, Nigeria, sha. Ah, it's the wrong thing. It's the wrong thing. It's a problem. When you wake up in the morning, your heart should be full of songs, words of praise, words of glory to the Lord. Amen. Let's see Psalm 126. Psalm 126. Hallelujah. Psalm 126. Verse 2 also. It said, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So like I said, when you wake up in the morning, what's in your heart? What's in your mouth? It should be songs of praise to the living God. Hallelujah. Because he gave us life. He gave us life. The Bible made us understand that when we pray, he hears us. So we are hopeful. We are not like those who are without hope, who are worried, who are troubled on every side. No. The Bible says, irrespective of the trouble, irrespective of the wahala around you, that he will put a song in our mouths. Hallelujah. Meaning that we have our answers already. Praise the Lord. See, Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah 51. From verse 1. He says, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. That is songs from our inside. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, oh, my nation. Hallelujah. For law will proceed from me, and I will make my justice rest as a light of the peoples. My righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth, and my arms will judge the people. The coastland will wait upon me, and on my arm they will trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth. Beneath, for the heavens will vanish away like smoke. The earth will grow old like a garment. And those who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 7, he said, listen to me. You will know righteousness, you people in whose heart is my law. Do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and a worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake. As in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. Look at what he said from verse 12. He said, I am he who comforts you. Hallelujah. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die, and son of a man who will be made like grass? And you forget the Lord your maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, when he has prepared to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hastens, that he may be loosed, that he should not die in the pit, and that his bread should not fail. But I am the Lord. Hallelujah. But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name, and I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should be strengthened by God's words that come to us, by God's order. It's not saying that it may or may not, or it's suggesting. No. It's an order. He's telling us boldly, I am even he who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. I remember that song we used to sing, that Who can compare? Who can compare? Who can stand with the Lord? Who can compare? There's nothing. There's no one, no God that can be compared with him. Hallelujah. He's the great one. He's the greatest. He's the greatest. He's the greatest. He's the mightiest. Hallelujah. The strongest. There is none beside him. There's none to be compared with him. There is none like him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, to break forth into singing is not saying that there are no issues around. There may be issues. There may be tribulations. Remember what the Bible says in Isaiah. It said, let gross darkness even cover the earth. Even in it, I will be your shining light. Hallelujah. I'll be a light unto you. So we should always be filled with song from our inside. Amen. You see tribulation, you see situations around you. Ah, something just happened. You're going somewhere. Your shoe just got caught or your sandal or whatever. Oh, that's the time. That's not the time to say, they talk from my village. Say, if you kick left leg or something happened, this thing happened, that and this, that. And. No. You break forth into singing. Hallelujah. You begin to order. You begin to prophesy. Amen. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Because when situations are ugly around, people tend to want to give it every form of negative interpretation. Every form of negative interpretation. Someone say, if you wake up in the morning, if you see so kind of animal, it means that it doesn't mean nothing. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean nothing. Someone called me one day and said, that she's afraid. I said, what happened? She said, she just woke up from dream now that, if I not wake up for dream before, say she just woke up now that in her dream, she saw herself eating. I said, Abeg, what were you eating? She said, rice. I said, what kind of rice? She said, it's fried rice, well garnished with that. I said, you not eat them? He said, no, they say if you chop for the... In fact, she was ready with spoon to start eating. I said, you for eat. You for chop. Because people are fond of giving all manner of negative interpretations. Say, if you chop, means say, you don't chop your lifespan. Or if you chop, that means they have possessed you or wanting. The devil self is afraid. And that's the reason why you see children of God more afraid of when they hear power, demons or whatever, they're afraid. Because they are supposed to dwell more on the word of God to know more about God, but they are dwelling on the negative. That's why you have so many people who say they are believers, yet they know more names of the devil than the names of God. They know all the things the devil can do. So if you sleep and you wake up and your neck is turned to this side, that means they have pressed you in the night. And all that. They know all those things. But ask them how much they know about the power of God, the things God can do. They don't. May God help us in Jesus' name. We should be strong. Bible says we should be bold as a lion. Bold. Because our Father is bold, is strong, is a lion. Amen. So we should be strong, we should be bold. And we should break forth with singing. It doesn't matter what's happening around you. Let everywhere around, the Bible says, let the earth quake. Let anything happen. It said, in it be strong. Hallelujah. Our confidence should be in God. Amen. Let us see Colossians. So it doesn't look like we're only looking at the Old Testament. Let's see the book of Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, 16 and 17. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I love that. In psalms and hymns and spiritual song. When you wake up in the morning, there should be song in your mouth. There should be song in your mouth. Hallelujah. There should be song in your mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Not complain. You wake up in the morning, the first thing you want to say, my body, it's like I'm not sleeping. Somebody just woke up one morning and was saying, that he feels like somebody when 50 people beat. And that's what he woke up with. And the whole of the day, he lived his life with all manner of pains. Because already, that's Devil don't sell concept, give you, and you just buy them. You know? May God help us in Jesus' name. Lord, you are so good. Blessed be your name. Lord, you are so good. Yeah, blessed be your name. Oh, in heaven you are the Lord. On earth you reign forever. Oh Lord, how great thou art. Yeah, blessed be your name. You can wake up with that song and just be singing it. And you know, the song you wake up with most times in the morning follows you throughout the day. And so you are preparing for work, and then you just go into the bathroom, and then you are taking soap and all that. You find yourself singing that song again. Oh Lord, how great thou art. Sometimes you can sing it in different beats. Blessed be. You know, because you woke up, you're like, why did this song come into my mouth today? It just keeps playing. You get to the office. Somebody, give me that. Lord, you are so good. You are working, you're doing something. Blessed be your name. It's not bad. At least it's better than Nigeria self. They have come again. Even this CBN governor. EFCC boss. You are just complaining and complaining and carrying different problems. All those complaints, they take away the praise of God from your heart. Amen. They take away the place of praise for our God. Complaints kill our ability to praise God. Because as you are complaining, you will not see reasons to want to thank him. You will never see reason to want to give praise. So those complaints take the place of praise. Because as you are praising God, you watch, if you praise him and praise him enough, the kind of things that will come out of your mouth or your heart that you may even want to share with someone around you is, God is so good. If somebody even asks you, why are you thanking God? God is good. He's so good. He's awesome. He's so kind. Those are the kind of things that will be coming out of you. Just like the Bible says, that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The kind of things that we see come out of you are reasons why you are singing that song. But if it's complaint, you will definitely find things that will justify your complaint. Election is over. There's a president already. So why are you... What is your own? Say, I beg, you will not understand. You are complaining. The more you want, you will find reason. He said, for the man who is doomed to fail, he will definitely find reasons and excuses why he must fail. So let's encourage within us the habit of always praising God. When we open our mouth, let's give thanks. Let it be thanks. Let it be thanks. Let it be praise. Because if the scripture already admonished us that we should praise him with thanksgiving, we should give thanks. We should thank him all the time, at all times, at all times. He never says sometimes. He said all times, at all times, give thanks. Giving thanks to the Lord. Giving thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. In all things, giving thanks to him. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17. Okay, the down of verse 16. He said, okay, let me take it again from 16. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Hallelujah. Somebody say giving thanks. Giving thanks to God the Father through him. Hallelujah. Olorun to lagbara Yesu bare mare o Yesu bare mare o Olorun to lagbara o Yesu bare mare o Yesu bare mare o. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see Ephesians. Then before we see the last scripture for tonight, Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, let's look at verse 18 and 19. It said, and do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation. Another version said, in which there is excess. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns. You see that again, it's here also. In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. Where? In your heart. Hallelujah. To the Lord. To who? The Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God. It doesn't mean that you didn't just sleep. It doesn't mean that you didn't just step or did that something wrong just happened. He said, in all things, giving thanks. He said, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father. Hallelujah. Someone say, hey, I just lost money. Give thanks. Hallelujah. I just received a sack later. Give thanks. Amen. We were told a story about, I think it was Reverend Dr. Monkpai that was going for a crusade. And then as he was going, he received news that his son had died. He didn't stop. He still went on to finish the crusade. Somebody will say, no, let me go back. Let me go back. Let me cancel. Call them to cancel. Hallelujah. In all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. Hallelujah. We're finishing your car. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Yes. Because that situation is no bigger than the God you're giving thanks to. Amen. Somebody say, my car stopped and I had to trek. What about the person who will not get car, uncle? Hallelujah. So in all things, give thanks. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Yes, so let's see Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 54. All right, I think I'll read it from the message this time. Okay, the message says, sing, barren woman, from verse 1, Isaiah 54, sing, barren woman, who has never had a baby, fill the air with song, you who have never experienced childbirth. This place is not entirely talking about a woman and child. Look at it critically. It's talking about us and the things that we want. So it could be you and what is that thing that you so much desire that you really want from God. So I need a house. Even if I have not gotten it, it doesn't mean I should be in despair. That's what it's talking about. That thing that is so pressing that you need. Like a man needs a wife. Like somebody needs admission. Somebody needs a job. Someone needs a house. Someone needs a car. Someone needs promotion. It's that thing that you so dearly need. Hallelujah. You've not had that thing. It doesn't mean that you should be in despair. It doesn't mean you should be discouraged. You who have never had that thing. Fill the air with song. You who have never experienced childbirth. You are ending up with far more children. Do you see it? You are ending up with far more blessings that you desire than those who look like who would ordinarily have those things. I've heard where they tell somebody, say, you look like a millionaire. This is a beggar, who dash monkey banana. So you be monkey? I've seen where somebody just hail somebody, say, see your shoe, man. Be like Dangote, man. Say, who dash me? Who I be? Eh? You don't know. You don't know. You are ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. You know, there are some people you just see. I have one cousin like that. I have one cousin like that. Even she stays with her mouth. Husband doesn't come close before she did take him. Born children. Very fruitful. Super fruitful. So you are ending up with more children than those that look like childbearing. You know, childbearing women. Those who look like they are fruitful, over fruitful, picking for their body. God says so. That's what the Bible says. Say, God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make room. That's what he says. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Think big. Think big. I came across a scripture. It was in Psalms. Where I saw it's talking about that God thinks. And I marveled. So, wow. So it takes some people to think big. To them, they feel like it's a sin. It's a sin. It's not a sin to think big. It's here. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have that house, that car, that promotion. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't plan like it's going to come. Make room. Plan. You're going to take over whole nations. You are going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You are not going to be embarrassed. I love that. Because some people say, hey, what if you don't come? Hey, shame. Go. Hey, you are not going to be embarrassed. This is God in this business. So why are you expecting that it will fail? So God gives you an order. Because this is what happens to people most of the time. If Pastor Muyiwa comes to you now and says, take, this is a check for 1 million naira. You will not doubt. You will take the check, Abi. Abi, if pastor give you check, 1 million naira, you not go take him. Tomorrow bank not go open before you go reach bank. You sit down there, they wait 7:30 before bank opens. If you want to cash the money, Abi. So God give you a word and say, you will not be embarrassed. You will not fail in this thing I have told you. Yeah, looking at this. God, are you sure you know? God, this is Nigeria, or you are talking about this Nigeria where economy is like, God, you don't know the economy of Nigeria. God. That's what we do most of the time. He said, don't be afraid, you will not be embarrassed. Meaning, I'm in this business, it cannot fail. I'm in it. Not till we go wrong. Like somebody telling you, no shaking. Nothing will go wrong. Trust me on this. He said, don't hold back. You are not going to come up short. You will forget all about the humiliations of your youth. Hallelujah. Let's go down a bit. He says, I think from verse 7, he says, Your Redeemer God says, I left you, but only for a moment. Now, with enormous compassion, I'm bringing you back. In an outburst of anger, I turned my back on you, but only for a moment. It's with lasting love. It's with lasting love that I'm tenderly caring for you. For God, for there to be emphasis on this, tells me how special I am. I'm not just I'm special. With lasting love. And he used another word. I'm tenderly caring for you. Praise God. Praise God. That's why we should try and read the version that best explains things to us so that we can understand. If you read this now in King James Version, you will not grab it. But you see, the message breaks it down. Hallelujah. In verse 9, it says, this exile is just like the days of Noah for me. I promised then that the waters of Noah would never again flood the earth. I'm promising now, no more anger, no more dressing you down. That's nothing will rubbish you anymore. Amen. For even if the mountains walk away, mountain, carry leg waka. Let me say it in pidgin. Maybe we'll still write pidgin Bible. Even if the mountain lie, carry leg, take waka. And the hills fall to pieces, my love won't walk away from you. Hallelujah. I love that. My love won't walk away from you. My covenant commitment of peace won't fall apart. Hallelujah. It says, the God who has compassion on you says so. Praise the Lord. Let's rise up on our feet because we're going to pray tonight. We're going to pray tonight. Part of what the devil uses in destabilizing people and destroying people is first, he deceives them to make them feel like God doesn't care. Okay, God, if God really cares for you, why so person die? Why so member of your family die? Why does so and so person have to contract this sickness and all that? Hallelujah. Amen. I know that he loves me. I know he cares for me. I know he has me. He has my back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's begin to pray. Lord, let's begin to pray and thank him. Father, thank you for your love. I know you care for me. I know you care for me. I'm special. You tenderly care for me. You tenderly care for me. Your love for me is so big. It's so great. Oh, la man de vrege di shadado sadaya. Ke banda la man de vrene ni karados. Le frete pedene mo shadadamandi. Interprenos to prana man de vege da do sodaya. Le branda man da da do sote kabada da do shadadaya. He has loved us with an everlasting love. Le prana manda badado sodaya. Le pakata manda vadate sene ina dosa. Ele le brondo soptaramande vrinka badados. In the vrena mondo brono mosom teniana manda yede shanadea. Palavana na ne kabadado sotena ne shanada. Ola mande vrena no soptalamande vregidia abadade shanada. The word of Christ dwell in us richly. Le prena mosodea. In all wisdom. Le kebrena mosodea. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs. Le frene ke pada da do soreya. Ele monto prono mo subtelika badadeya. Palavrana mande vreno ho sundeliya da badado soreya. Le para badado soteina ne shanada. Prana mande vrenke ninise ke de do soreya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, oh, my soul, and all. Within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. 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 He has done great things.
That's what my song will be. That's what my song. my song will be. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's what I have to say. My confession will be.
That's all I have to say.
Hallelujah.
That's all I have.